Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Are you among those still getting over last winter's historic snowfall, reminded of it recently because of the new nip in the autumn air? Well, like it or not, frost is expected this weekend, and winter is just around the corner. And the National Weather Service is out with its long-range winter forecast. It predicts a milder winter than average here in the Northeast, influenced by warm water in the Pacific Ocean from the newest El Niño. To help explain the outlook locally, WBUR meteorologist David Epstein joins us now. Good morning, David, and thanks.
Oh, you're welcome, Bob. Nice to be here.
So as I understand it, in this new forecast, there are two factors that could affect this area, winter temperatures and precipitation. First, let me ask about precipitation, driven perhaps by El Nino. More than usual may fall in California and much of the southern U.S. What about New England?
Well, if you look at the map that the National Weather Service put out yesterday, it has a greater than 50% chance for precipitation all across the south. Florida looks like it's going to be wet, and that wet weather kind of comes up the coast of the mid-Atlantic, and then we're right on the edge of being slightly above average to equal chances. Most of northern New England is in this equal chances, and what that's indicating is that the storm track is going to come a southern storm track this year. So across California, that's why they're hoping that that will help alleviate the drought down through Texas. And then the question is do these storms make the turn up the coastline and then go out to sea, much like some other winters, like 1957-58, or do they come up a little further and we get more snow? And that's why we're sort of right on the edge. It's predicated on that storm track being that way.
Let me ask about temperatures. Why do forecasters expect an El Nino to likely bring warmer temperatures to this part of the country?
Well, what El Nino does is it tends to strengthen the southern jet stream. There's actually two jet streams that are really affecting us and in play during the course of the winter. The southern jet brings a lot of the moisture. It brings warmer temperatures. The northern jet brings the cold air. That comes down from the Arctic. That comes down from Canada. And if the southern jet's a little bit stronger than the northern jet, it tends to overwhelm the cold air a little bit, so it keeps the cold air a little bit further north. Remember, it just means above average. It doesn't mean it's going to be warm. As a matter of fact, if you look at December and January last year and average those 2 months out, let's take February out for a second, it was just about average.
You know, this is all, of course, just a prediction. How close was last year's winter outlook to what we actually experienced when winter came around?
Overall, it was probably a C- or a D+ if I were grading it. And for New England, it was definitely an F. I mean, they were predicting a warmer-than-average winter. Obviously, we didn't have that. The Weather Service didn't really get the fact that we had so much snow across the Northeast.
So given all that, David Epstein, what's your gut tell you about what's coming this winter?
If you look at a lot of the other forecasts that are out there, whether private forecasts or other agencies or TV folks, I think most folks are really understanding that El Nino is probably going to be the dominant player in the weather this winter, which means that that southern storm track is going to be quite strong. Don't think we're going to see the deep cold and the deep snow that we saw last winter. And I mean, that would be just absolutely unprecedented to have another winter like that back to back. And, you know, we broke a record last year, so we're probably not going to see nearly the amount of snow that we saw last year.
Okay, meteorologist David Epstein, thanks a lot for speaking to us about what might happen this winter.
You're welcome.